Missouri's Republican leaders rallied to support Eric Schmidt for Senate. He's going to win this thing. By Hannah Blow on August 22, 2022. Missouri's Republican leaders are rallying to support Eric Schmidt for U.S. Senate as Republicans hope to gain the edge in the divided upper chamber, deeming him a strong candidate who will ultimately unify the party. Schmidt, the state's attorney general, secured a victory in the primary race following former President Trump's generic endorsement of Eric. An unexpected endorsement, as it was unclear if he was endorsing Eric Schmidt or former Governor Eric Greitens. However, Trump's move, which some refer to as one of the greatest trolls of all time, essentially cleared the way for unification in the hot and divisive primary, regardless of outcome. As Breitbart News reported, in the end, it was Schmidt who won the nomination. And for Trump's purposes, he can obviously claim victory because he can say this one was the Eric he meant all along. But more importantly, Trump's move can help unite the party against the Democrats, as he took the temperature down significantly inside the party and focused the energy of all sides where they needed to be, on the Democrats in November. Since then, Republicans have rallied to offer their support of Schmidt as he sets to face off against his Democrat opponent, Anheuser-Busch heiress Trudy Bush Valentine. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, for instance, said that he believes Schmidt will help unify the Republican Party moving forward. Eric Schmidt is a strong candidate, Hawley said. He's going to unify our party, he's going to reach out to independent voters, and he's going to win this thing. Senator Roy Blunt, RMO, also expressed confidence that Schmidt will do a great job advocating for hardworking families in our state and the issues they care most about. I'm proud to endorse Eric Schmidt for U.S. Senate, he said. The D.C. Democrats who control Washington have sunk our economy into a recession and left Americans struggling with higher costs and more uncertainty about the future. The endorsements continued, as Governor Mike Parson, R., referred to Schmidt as a conservative leader who has always defended the rule of law against those who would seek to harm our most vulnerable. As Missouri's attorney general, he has fought violent crime and held criminals accountable. Missouri needs a senator who will stand up to Biden and the radical left and defend Missouri values. Eric has what it takes to fight for our American way of life, and I am proud to endorse Eric Schmidt for U.S. Senate, he said. Missouri Republican Party Chairman Nick Myers echoed Hawley's sentiments, focusing on party unification. Missouri Republicans are unified in our goal to defeat both the state and D.C., big government Democrats, Myers said. The Missouri Republican Party is proud that our elected members are setting the example of true unity, which will usher in a red wave in November. Eric Schmidt understands the values Missourians hold dear and will make our state proud as our U.S. Senator. Schmidt also earned endorsements from former lawmakers, including former Missouri Senators Kit Bond, John Ashcroft, and Jim Talent. Eric Schmidt continues his fight to uphold our Constitution and support the rule of law, Ashcroft said. He demonstrates this through his work, that he understands the rights that God granted to us must be protected, and that our government is our shared duty to protect those rights. Eric Schmidt will serve Missourians well in the U.S. Senate. He has my enthusiastic wholehearted support keeping this Senate seat in conservative hands. Bond predicted that Schmidt will stand as a strong and consistent voice for the people of Missouri. And Talent described Schmidt as a man of character with the highest integrity and a deep faith in God. In turn, Schmidt has promised to fight for America's working-class families in the Senate. Missouri's Republican Party is united. And this fall, we will ensure a strong conservative majority goes to D.C. to fight inflation, curb energy prices, and defend our freedoms, he said.